They were just coming into Federation Square.
The meeting point for many people. When you live in Melbourne, this is often the place we'll meet.
Hi, I'm here in Federation Square Atrium with Lorraine, and she's a barista. Hello, Lorraine.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Be interested to know what it's like for you working in the heart of Melbourne.
It's quite exciting most of the time. There's always something on. There's always things happening in Melbourne. It's quite a vibrant city. There's always things to do, places to see, events on.
I noticed that at the gallery behind us here, there's pretty much a different show every couple of weeks, isn't there?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. And it's a beautiful city with the river running right through the centre of it.
So we're in Kira Gallery, my favourite gallery because everything's made of glass, which sounds a bit dangerous for someone who's blind. And although I may not see the colours, I can certainly see these incredible waves of glass in their different shapes. And it's just a place we like to come. It's free. There's a coffee place just nearby. And it's just nice to see some things. And this is one of the places where I get to do that. From Federation Square, we walk past St Paul's Cathedral, down to Swanston Street, where carriages of beautiful horses wait to take visitors around the streets of Melbourne.
I'd like to know what breed they are.
They're a Percheron crossed with a standard bred.
Oh, Percheron,
they're
so
they're
favorite.
Very strong horse, but yeah. Light enough to be in the city because you don't want them too big to try and go around the streets.
And Percherons have got a very gentle nature, haven't
they? They have. That's why we've got them.
Yeah.
Because they're just very
sweet.
They're
the best. We have friends who are Percherons.
Some of our best friends are Percherons.
No, they do. They make friends very easily.
Yes.
And they're very...
They're very placid animals.
Very placid. Mm. Amazing.
How much does it cost for a ride?
Our half an hour ride is $100, and that's per group of people.
Oh, right.
With a maximum of 8. Yeah, we go over the river down St Kilda to the shrine.
Yeah.
We stop at the shrine and take a few photos and that.
Yep.
Come back through the King's Domain Gardens and then past the National Gallery and the Arts Centre. Back to here.
It's fairly easy getting around the streets of Melbourne. We're coming across Prince's Bridge to South Bank. Okay, let's see how friendly this lift is.
Feel the button.
Okay, where are we? Okay, what are we pressing, Harry?
The bottom one.
That one?
No. The bottom
that
of the
one?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a glass lift. Bye bye.
Ooh, it's dark in here.
And we're coming to the ground level.
Level 4, Riverside.
Here we go.
Oh, that
was it. That was quick. And now it's very peaceful down here by the river. A Hamer Hall.
Standing by the Yarra River on a Sunday afternoon, lots of people out enjoying Melbourne. We've got buskers and markets. There's often rowers on the river. Boats go down the river giving hourly tours. And it's just really sunny and vibrant. I love this city. We have a ferry boat just coming past?
This is a little water taxi coming by.
Yeah? Good. Makes for a good sound effect. Melbourne is well known for its many choirs. One of the ones you may encounter is Men in Suits.
Suddenly, without any warning, men in suits began to sing.
141 train to Toronto from platforms 8 and 9 today. Thank you, Mr. Travel Bus, and have a good afternoon.
But here we are, in 1914, Maribel.
Okay, so we're now at the Arts Centre of Melbourne. where they have lots and lots of wonderful performances. Melbourne is the city of festivals and performances. And just last night, we came here to watch West Side Story, but with a difference. It was being audio described, so I was able to watch and listen to the show with my audio description equipment that's supplied by Vision Australia.
There's three theatres here. There's the State Theatre and two smaller theatres. And, yes, it's the centre of National Centre for Performing Arts. Although Melbourne is a very artistic city and has a number of older theatres dotted around the CBD within 20 minutes of walk of where we're standing now.
Yeah, that's well worth a visit.
Why did they do this? What was the secret meaning? Who were these men in suits? These men in suits.
Art is not a frill on the frock of life, but the very fabric with which it is woven. Music in our heart brings love to the world, and music in the world brings love to our hearts.
That's nice. Who said that?
Judith Durham, OAM.
Oh, she's from the Seekers.
Singer, composer, pianist, poet.
From the Australian band, the Seekers.
Yep. So here we are on actually St Kilda Road, and I'm with Yanni, who makes these lovely boxes.
Yeah.
Can you tell us some of the Australian woods you use?
Yeah, the Australian woods. The one you've got in your hand now is red gum burl on the lid.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then red gum. That's red gum tree around the outside.
Yeah.
Most of them are burls. Then you've got myrtle burl from Tasmania here, jarrah burl, red gum burl. There's blackwood. There's a figured blackwood in here.
Beautiful.
Tiger myrtle, eucalypt burl, mainly from Tassie, Victoria, Western Australia.
And when is the market open?
And the market's open from 10 till 4 o'clock every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
All year round?
All year round.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Definitely yeah. Worth a visit, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Where you can get Australian souvenirs, handmade.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the only markets where it's fairly strict. They sort of try and restrict, you know, that it is handcrafted and handmade. And
yeah.
The condition really is that the things here are handmade.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The thing is, for a visitor who's here for just a day,
yeah,
being here on a Sunday is fabulous because
yeah,
they can just get a whole taste of Australia.
Absolutely.
From the market.
Yeah, because you've got the gardens opposite, you've yeah, got the market, you've got the concert halls, you've got the art gallery just up the road.
Yeah, yes. DeGrave Street and all the little
that's
food
right,
courts.
Yeah, yeah. Like people love Melbourne, it's very easy to get around. The tram, yeah. Free trams, I think there's a few free trams.
Free, right. There's a free circle tram,
yeah,
and there's also, we just saw a bus.
Yeah, a bus too, that's right.
It's not free, but it's $10 for the weekend, so
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah,
pretty good, yeah.
It's
it's quite cold outside, but it's very warm and pleasant in here, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Oh, you look up, right up above us, the entire ceiling of stained glass, and all my eyes can really see are just different amounts of bright colours, but not really discerning what colours they are. But that is pretty stunning anyway.
The roof is basically stained glass, and it's called the Garden of Eden, but it is pretty abstract. There is a kind of giant serpent that goes through it and a tree, but I would say it's modern abstract.
We're in the gift shop of the National Gallery, and what we often do when we come to an exhibition that I can't see is that we'll often come out to the shop afterwards, and a lot of items are here that can represent the exhibition. So one time there was an exhibition on beautiful chairs, the history of chairs, And in the shop, there were these lovely little miniatures of Neem's chairs and rocking chairs and all sorts of things. And one by one, Harry would let me feel one very carefully. And because we're in a shop, naturally, they can't tell you not to touch.
Oh, look, here's this rather beautiful scarf.
Oh, that is absolutely silk. That is so soft.
It's called the Banquet of Cleopatra.
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay, let's get this one.
Careful. But this is an unusual glass. This is a double-ended glass.
Double-ended?
So cocktail one end and wine the other. Have it either way up.
Oh, my goodness.
So you have it like one way or the other.
Okay, so I'll have a glass of champagne, dear, and then afterwards, now I'm ready for my wine. Oh, that's hilarious.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, my goodness. This is incredible.
Giant wombat. Made of wood.
Oh, is it?
Yep. Made with a chainsaw.
Wow.
Huge wombat. There's teeth up here.
Oh.
His teeth.
Wombats have teeth.
It's a symbolic wombat.
Right.
Let's see what flowers are out this season. Let's have a look. Wow, pansies. Bright. What are they, purple?
White.
Oh, good. There's a lot of bike riders. One thing to avoid is just to be aware of the bike riders. They seem to come up from behind. So I guess just whack that white cane like this. The bells are playing. I can hear the Federation bells.
Oh, yes, you can. Let's listen for a minute.
We hope you've enjoyed hearing a few of the sounds of Melbourne.
Come and explore the Victorian laneways, bustling markets, shops, botanical gardens and arcades that make Melbourne one of the world's most livable and accessible cities.
Where are we going next weekend, Harry?
Ah.